Heavenly Father, thank you for this new year. Thank you, not only is it a new year, but for this decade, a new decade. Bless us as we go from day to day, month to month, year to year, throughout this decade. In Jesus' name, amen. The theme of my message today is expect a new thing. The scriptures are taken from Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The new year is upon us. And even though you know it was coming, the reality of it is here. It is here to unfold before your very eyes. And as it unfolds, you can be an active part of it or a passive bystander of its events. However, whatever part you choose to play during the events of this year, whether active or passive, you are in a new time zone, and it's 2020. And it is going to affect your life one way or another. Verse 18 of our opening scripture says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old." In other words, look forward. And as the year unfolds, let your vision allow you to be part of its unfolding. Don't dwell on the events of this year, but become a part of them. Verse 19 of our opening scripture says, "I will do a new thing." And this is God's promise to you, and to you, and to you, and to me. He will do a new thing for you in this year. However, if you are not aware of it, you're going to miss the promise. For example, if you're going to catch a train and you don't know what time and what platform it's coming in at, you are going to miss it. The train that you need to catch is your vision. And the Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse 18, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." And the time and the platform which you're going to catch your vision or establish it is 2020, a new year, a new decade. Isaiah 43, verse 19 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." In this new year, as you expect something new, it will spring forth and will even be like a road in the wilderness. In other words, what may have seemed to be hopeless and desolate will take form with a sense of purpose and of order and hopefulness. This universe that you are living in is always in a process of unfolding new things and new occurrences. Of course, your desire and hope is that whatever occurs will be positively for you. And so you go forward holding on to what the Bible says. If God is for us, who can be against us? And so you can move forward expecting the unexpected to be positively in your favor. No matter how unfavorable the situation might initially seem, Remember the word of God, and that is all things. It doesn't say something. It says all things work together for the good to those who love God and have been called according to his purpose. And so you can expect all things in this year and in this decade to work together for the good for you. Because you love God. And I know you love God because you wouldn't be listening right now. You love God and have been called according to his purpose. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 and 23 says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. His mercies are new every morning. And this is a new year. And it is the dawn or the morning of a new decade, a new chapter in your life. And no matter what state or condition that your life is in, his compassions will meet you exactly where you are. At the beginning of this year, he will meet you at the point of your need, even at the point of your vision. If you are troubled, then his compassions will comfort you in your troubles. Wherever you are at, he's ready to meet you at the point of your need. And you know, he wants to meet you and to help you to receive something new and meaningful this year, this decade. One other thing that is very important to know as you begin this year is that you need to sing a new song. God is fed up. He is fed up of you coming to him with the same old songs, the same praises, the same type of worship, year after year after year. This year, if you want something new, then you must do something new. Psalm 98 verse 1 says, oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Yes, so you sing to him because he's done marvelous things. But what I'm saying this year, you're gonna sing a new song before he does a new thing for you. Because singing a new song to him is going to move him. Move him beforehand. To bless you for the marvelous things that he's going to give you. As you expect new, meaningful events to unfold and take place, as you take hold of your vision, don't look back, but look forward to what God's gonna do for you. No matter what the situation you may find yourself in, his compassions are new this year. His compassions are new this decade. Let this new year be the beginning of a new chapter in your life. And God will help you to realize those desires of your heart. So don't look back. Don't forget to sing him a new song, as well as some of the others you've been singing to him. Don't let 2020 be just a year of expectations. Expect new things and make them happen. God bless you. Pastor Philip. God is faithful.
Have all those good times. Can you pass?